Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the Airbus Podcast. Oops, I farted. But the show must go on. Yeah.
I just wanted to let it be a great name for the in-season tournament.
No, it wouldn't.
Why not?
Oops, I farted. The Milwaukee Bucks are playing in the Oops, I farted tonight.
Well, not tonight. Oh, the in-season tournament. The Oops, I farted. No, I'm saying it's the NBA Oops, I farted in-season tournament.
It's sponsored. It's brought to you by Oops, I farted.
Kind of, a little bit. You think MyPillow wouldn't be down for something like that?
But they didn't fart.
I think all my pillows are farty pillows.
Up over my butt. Oh my. Right? And we can have Tweet do the song.
Whoa. Did Benner just sing Tweet? What episode is this?
I'm always singing episode? Tweet.
I know you are, but you never do it on the pod.
I do think it's funny that the NBA and trying to like attract new younger fans got like LL Cool J and the Roots to like be the kind of like mascots for the in-season tournament. And I think Tweet would be like right up there in terms of like washed ass fucking performers that they could put front and center, right?
I'm not sure, man. Cause a lot, I mean, we know Tweet, but you can't tell a kid about Tweet.
When you're bouncing your, cousins, your grandkids, well, Ben, you're not going to have kids, but like your friend's grandkids. You're about to my grandkids on your knee. What are you going to tell them about the first in-season tournament?
They invented a participation award for LeBron.
But it's better than participating. It's winning.
He had to win it. He had to be the best player in the NBA right now, Tyler Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton is not the best player in the NBA. You're thinking of Joel Embiid.
Sorry, Tyrese Halliburton. And I just get so fixed on that his last name is Halliburton. Remember really how much funny. We used to talk about Halliburton?
Yeah. He should be Tyrese Blackwater.
That's a fucking good name. I'm going to save that for a script. I've been thinking, okay, so you know, you guys have heard about like the Mitchell Robinson and his high school coach thing, right?
Yeah. Wow,
what's this?
So Mitchell Robinson's very close with his high school coach and his wife, and his coach's wife recently got cancer and passed away. And the long story short of it is that Mitchell Robinson went to his white 7-year-old high school coach and was like, "You're moving to New York and living with me." And now they're roommates, and he's like taking care of his coach.
Right. I did hear about this.
And to me, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to write beginners set in the NBA, and this is the next movie I'm writing.
And Steve Carell plays Mitchell Robinson.
Well, you know Beginners, right?
Yeah, I know. This just feels like a Steve Carell movie where he's like just recently lost someone and he's somehow playing both Mitchell Robinson and the coach.
I want Steve Carell to play the coach and just like a 7 foot tall NBA player to play Mitchell Robinson. And the plot is that this NBA player has to take his old coach to some gay clubs to get sucked off.
Wait, hold on.
Peter, I think you're thinking of the wrong movie. Do you remember Beginners?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that he's gay in Beginners. I was just like, whoa. Yeah.
That's the a whole lot thing is you and McGregor helping Christopher Plummer come out of the closet after his mom dies.
I thought you were talking about Strays.
Honestly, fantastic movie.
I did see Strays the other night.
How was it?
You know, cuter than I thought, but weirdly, like, I could feel the studio notes in it, and I just was like, you didn't need to give these notes to a movie about dogs doing drugs and having sex.
Hey, Benner, if I switch my Wi-Fi, will that kick me out of the room?
Probably.
Damn. All right, I'll just stay in. I don't want to lose any of the dogs having sex stuff.
Well, this is a podcast about basketball, but let's get some business out of the way. If you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to the Discord, and, you know, we'll get you access to the Dab Game, which Jamel and I will be filming in January.
January 1st. You heard it. You heard it right here. We're doing it New Year's Day.
Yeah. Peter, can you tell people what the Dab Game is for anybody that might not know yet?
The Dab Game is a game where Benner and Jamel are going to play one-on-one to 11, and every time, basically it's a game where Benner kills Jamel unwittingly. So every time Benner decides to score, Jamel's going to take a dab hit. And, I mean, Jamel, how many dab hits have you ever taken in one sitting before?
Three is the most I've ever done in one sitting.
And how did you handle it?
Not great, Bob. Not great. Things after that second one, things really slowed down for your boy. I'm pretty sure I think I just laid on a couch facing away from the TV. Couldn't even look at the TV.
So the worst case scenario is that Jamel takes 11 dab hits.
I never agreed to 11. I thought we were playing to like 7, 5.
Well, I don't know. I figure 11 is the standard, like, play to 11. Fine.
You're right.
How about every – you should make him – what about every 2 points he takes a hit?
Maybe after – if I get 5, maybe then it becomes every 2.
Wait, what? You're not even taking any hits. How do you get to force him to take more?
If I score 5, then it becomes every 2, just because I don't want Jamel to die.
But it seems like if he gets to 5, we're already in uncharted territory.
Listen, I'm shooting for a shutout.
Let Jamel win because I don't want my friend to get hurt.
No, don't let me win, bro. This is just like Rocky IV. Don't let me win. I came here. I came to Russia to die.
Jamel, how confident are you that you can stop Benner from scoring?
I'm looking to shut him out. I'm looking to win 11-0.
Jamel, I'm a large person that is like sort of athletic. Like, I don't know why you're so confident.
You think I give a fuck how large you are? You think I give a shit how large you are, man? I don't care about you or your donkey sized penis. All right.
All right. Shut up. Patreon.com/airbudspod. Go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and give us a 5-star review. And now on to the in-season tournament.
What are we going to talk about next month when this in-season tournament's over?
Well, the season will have started then, so we can actually talk about basketball.
I love that we've spent 2 months trying to talk about the in-season tournament, but then we just get on my donkey-sized dick because we just aren't interested in it at all.
It's just too – it's not real enough, man. It's in-season.
I everyone was working so hard on the broadcast and even on Twitter to be like, the in-season tournament, what a success. Everybody loves it. People care about it. And I'm just like, I don't care at all. I don't care.
How many of the games from Vegas did you watch?
All of them. But I watch
every single one.
I watch basketball. I watch three games of basketball a fucking night, pretty much. Like, I was gonna watch these games whether they happened or not. You know, like, whether you call them an in-season tournament game or a regular season game, I was going to watch them.
I understand. You didn't like the Hot Wheels track that they played on or nothing, none of that?
No, Deborah came into the room while I was watching the championship and just was like, how can you fucking watch this? Like, my eyes hurt looking at this. And I'm like, I think that's probably what most people felt, that were like casual fans that, or maybe non-fans at all that tuned in, right?
The courts were a mistake.
Well, Adam Silver is doubling down because he promised more insane courts for the finals now. I don't know if you saw that.
Ooh, they should make him look like Lisa Frank next year.
Ooh, like oily stickers?
Yeah, like crazy, like neon, like iridescent. And then, like, a drawing of, like, a husky puppy.
I love it. I'm in. I'm in for that.
Lisa Frank is such a specific pull. I mean, I think that kind of vibes with our want for everything to just be 90s. Just cosplay as the 90s the whole time, right? 90s jerseys for the IST. Lisa Frank and what were those little guys' names? Were they remember those what are those fucking things called? It was like little scary. Oh man, I'm not even gonna remember. I'm gonna.
I think you're thinking of Adderall.
Adderall. That's it. Yeah. Adderall from the 90s.
You guys remember Homies?
Of course.
I think that we should. What if we launched a line of NBA homies and every team got their starting five? We did little homie figurines.
Homie five?
I'm thinking about Mighty Max, Jamel. Do you remember Mighty Max?
Yeah, it's like it's a Polly Pocket for boys.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking about.
So Mighty Max.
You did have Mighty Max, didn't you, Peter? Peter had every Mighty Max.
I did not have every Mighty Max. I had like two Mighty Maxes. But I remember these are cool.
I had the McDonald's one for sure. Whatever the one they had at McDonald's, I was in on that.
Yeah, Mighty Max is literally just Polly Pocket for like little horror obsessed boys, huh?
That was me.
A little boy.
Peter, what's the last horror movie you saw?
Oh, God. Was it maybe Get Out?
I don't know if that counts as a real horror movie.
The Shining, maybe?
As Jordan Peele said, it's a documentary.
Last horror movie I'm an ally. I don't know. Barbie?
Get Up?
I really don't think I've seen any, like... Benner, I fucking hate horror movies.
I know. That's why I was asking.
If I see a trailer that is scary, I will Wikipedia the movie just so I feel better about knowing what the twist is in the scary movie that I'll never see.
Yeah, I know this about you. I know you very well. This is why I was asking. Like, what's the last one you've seen?
It was supposed to be a tough question.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Blair Witch.
So, like, when you were 7 years old, you watched Blair Witch.
I watched it in sixth grade.
Jesus. And then just shut it down and then bought every Mighty Max.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't consider Signs a scary movie, right?
I would say Signs is probably considered a horror movie.
So I just went on I think I've told this story before, but I went on a date, which I could not, I had to be driven to because I was 14 or 15, and saw Signs with a young lady, and that movie scared the absolute bejesus out of me. We did not have a second date, mostly probably for how I reacted to Signs, and I was so scared from that movie, I slept on the floor of my parents' bedroom that night. What? That's what I said to them, yeah. In that same tone, it was just me sobbing uncontrollably.
Wow. And did you get to second base right when the alien first showed up?
The only touching I was doing in that movie was holding on to my date for dear life, like she was like a teddy bear or something that was going to bring me comfort and save me from watching the rest of that movie.
Putting her hands over your eyes.
Basically.
Yeah. Guys, LeBron James is the inaugural IST MVP. What do you think about that?
I mean, it was no way he wasn't getting it, man. There was no way he wasn't getting it, even though everybody knows Cam Reddish deserved it because he was the brokest guy on the team.
Yeah, but you don't get more money for being the MVP, do you?
In the in-season tournament, the brokest guy should always get MVP.
Well, you know who did have the highest plus-minus on the court was Cam Reddish at plus 24.
Who that was?
Cam Reddish.
See? That's what I'm saying. And he had a great game.
He did have a great game. I mean, it was a fine game. He was really great defensively, I feel like.
Which is great. This was a tournament final, Benner. The standards, the bar is raised. This is like AP class.
But do you take absolutely nothing from AD having 40 and 20? I mean, it has to be.
Here's what I take from it, Peter. All we had to do was make every game worth $500,000. And Anthony Davis would be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but he's on a 3-year, $186 million contract right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that every game is about a half mil for him.
But that when you put an extra half mil on top of that, now he's ready to ball.
So let's see, 82 times 3.
He gets $750,000 for every regular season game.
Wow.
So I'm saying, come on, you were talking about 1.5 M's for one game? This guy was going to play his fucking heart out.
They've really, in the broadcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, if you guys notice, I mean, it's hard to pay attention to what Doc Rivers is talking about.
He makes $750,000 for every game he plays?
Yep.
That's too much money.
It is, right?
That's too much.
I do think, okay, here's the thing. In regards to how much the team makes off him, he should probably be making more. But, like, morally speaking, no one should be making that much money at all for anything, right?
I mean, yeah, that is ultimately true. But if Disney going to be handing the bread out, we might as well. Come on.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes. Right. Disney is making billions and billions off of the NBA, and so are the Lakers and blah, 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 blah. So, yes, give him that money. But, like, also, like, goddamn, like, we should not live in a world where anyone makes $750,000 for 2 hours of work.
It just seems a bit egregious. He definitely, like, the Anthony Davis and the player in the NBA themselves are not the problem, but that sure seems like a lot of money.
Here's a question for you guys. So we all think teachers are underpaid, right?
But I don't know. They seem overpaid to me.
I think they're overpaid.
Listen, teachers could have more money. They couldn't. But if teachers were suddenly making as much money as Anthony Davis, wouldn't they just start acting like Anthony Davis?
I don't think teachers making as much money as Anthony Davis is the solution. I think the solution is that every AP final, a teacher should get paid $500,000 if all their students pass.
So okay, I but I'm talking about a world where they're getting it no matter what. Every day you show up, you get 700 bands. I'd probably still be hurt a few days.
It is wild to be like, my knee's a little sore. I guess I'll just make $750,000 on the bench today.
Yeah. And I bought this new suit with my last teaching day check.
Well, they still get paid. If they're injured, they still get paid, right? They don't lose the money unless they just choose not to come to work.
Exactly.
And then even still, I mean, we saw Ben Simmons, you know, chose not to come to work for 5 months and then basically sued the team to get all the money anyways, right?
When Miles Bridges was suspended, did he get paid? Or was that suspended without pay?
I don't know. Knowing the league and where we are with it right now and also the Charlotte Hornets, I bet he got paid for sure. Right?
Oh, yeah, under the table? You think they under the tabled him?
Or, you know, they said, we're going to suspend him. And then, like, under their breath, they're like, well, we're still going to pay him.
Hey, you know what, Mike? That's the result of a great union doing its job. So are you anti-union, Mike? Is that what I hear?
Ooh, got him.
That I am in this position right now.
Got him.
Pro-labor guy is like, well, God damn it, you're right. I am glad that the union is making sure he gets the money he's guaranteed.
Fuck. So here's the first in-season tournament first team, or all-season tournament team. It was LeBron James, Anthony Davis.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Tyrese, don't call me Dick Cheney, Halliburton.
I like that Quentin Richardson calls him Halliburton.
Kevin Durant.
I guess.
Wait, shit, who was the last one? Oh, was it Dame, I think, too?
Oh, that would make sense, I think.
But not LeBron? No LeBron? You must have said LeBron first.
Yeah, LeBron was
LeBron,
first.
LeBron,
AD. Okay.
Halliburton.
KD did have, he had two big games in the in-season tournament. So that'll get you on the first team. If you score 30 in two regular season games.
Oh, sorry. No. Giannis, AD, Durant, Halliburton, and LeBron. Makes more sense.
I could argue, I guess, okay. So what if you made it to the final, you ended up playing seven games, right?
Well, they weren't supposed to take into consideration the group stage.
Oh, really?
It was just supposed to be
purely the semis, the quarters and the semis.
Quarter semifinal, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so bored by the fucking in-season tournament. We're, like, trying to, like, mine this shit for content, and it's just so boring to me.
I don't know. Is this less entertaining than being like, Orlando's had a good first November?
Here's why I find it, like, so funny. You remember when Domino's, like, had that ad campaign that was like, hey, guys, we know that we have sucked shit for two decades now, and we're going to be good now. We've decided that we're going to make our pizza good. Do you remember that?
Of course.
I feel like that's the undertone of every time the guy sings the Burger King song.
Yeah. But that's kind of how the NBA has been, where it's like, hey, guys, we know that the first 3 months of the NBA season suck shit, and we decided we're going to make it interesting for you. We're going to do the in-season tournament. And as someone that is like a sicko that is like engaged with the season for 9 months of the year, I'm like, I don't think November games and December games suck. Like, I like them. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's like not for you. You're like the You're like the 6% of the country that this wasn't supposed to be for. Yeah, you were the only one who watched it all.
That's true. And I don't think... I was told by the Air Buds Discord that this has been a success in terms of ratings. And then I looked into it, and the ratings jump was not really meaningful at all. Like, they didn't increase viewership that much for these games.
They pulled it out too early. I will do a pause now. They pulled it out too early. they could have drawn this out. Like, the group play didn't need to all be in November. What if it was just one?
That's what she said.
Yeah, just 1 week in November for group play.
Jamal's talking about pulling out group play. I got a boner right now.
Listen, Benner,
Benner's been waiting for.
Benner, yeah. This is your time to shine. Do you understand how horny sports media is right now?
Oh my God, Stephen A. Smith.
This is your year.
Yeah, that's true. Should I start doing the fattest Stephen ass A. in the tournament? Smith kind of yeah. like question
Shannon
and
Trump
answer
was in
segment?
An eyes wide shut goat mask today, talking about LeBron on
see
ESPN.
See what I'm saying?
Who do you think is the best at sex in all of the NBA media?
Winners, for sure.
Winhorst? We know he's got great finger work.
Oh, my. Oh, God.
All right, I gotta go. Oh, man.
We're back into regular season action tonight. Jamel, my favorite team, the Philadelphia 76ers, is playing your favorite team, the Washington Wizards. Currently, what are they, 3-18?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think the Sixers are going to win by 5 again. It's like we try harder against like the best teams, but it always ends in a loss.
There is an incredible thing that was going around. And I'll leave you guys with this. The Spurs, Pistons, and Wizards are 1-48 in their last combined 49 games.
Yep.
What?
Isn't Trash. That fucking insane?
It sucks dick is what it does.
That does
this
suck
has been
dick.
A pretty – it's amazing, too, because it feels like that. I mean, obviously outside of Denver, which is a big caveat, feels pretty wide open. And I can't believe those teams are that fucking bad. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's
you better believe it, Toots.
That's remarkably bad. What are they? They're all like 3-18, like 3-2-20. Like, yep. Is that
all lining up for what's supposed to be one of the worst draft classes in the last 10 years?
You know, if Adam Silver doesn't stick a bunch of Colangelos on these fucking teams. That just goes to show you that the NBA hates Philadelphia.
Yeah, let me say something real quick.
Okay.
I know that this draft class is not going to be as good as the one that just passed, but actually how good is the one that just passed? If you look at, like, Paolo and Chet Holmgren are not from this class. Like, what rookie is really, like, destroying shit this year?
You mean like what rookie from last year or what rookie?
What
this
rookie?
Year?
What rookie from this year is like, whoa, this guy is a rookie, and oh my god, wow!
Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama are both looking
incredible.
Wemby's
like
on a team that's 1-86. Nick, what are you talking about?
That's true, but he looks impressive. And then Chet Holmgren is on what is probably a top 3 team in the league right now, playing his ass off.
Okay.
He also doesn't, but he doesn't have the pressure because Chet Holmgren gets to be like the 4th best player on his team. And so I think he looks much better for that. Wembanyama is kind of being asked to carry the entire load as a rookie, and the Spurs suck shit.
Once, I mean, yeah, and that's not on him. You know, it's not. So you're most likely right about one guy. But I'm saying I think this year's class and next year's class and the class after that and the class from 2 years before that is going to have the same amount of all-stars, the same amount of role players.
No, I think you're looking at this obvious in a way that's actually too optimistic for you.
Actually, no, I wasn't. I was saying that to defend the draft class. I'm not defending the Wizards ever again.
No, if this draft class is unimpressive to you, wait how unimpressive their first round draft pick is going to be next year.
They are never going to draft the right person ever again. It doesn't matter who. If they had tanked last year, we would have gotten Amen Thompson. It doesn't matter.
Guys, we have late breaking IST related news. You want to hear it?
What yeah, that is? And then I got to go.
The Athletic Shams Charania just tweeted, "The Los Angeles Lakers will unveil a unique NBA in-season tournament banner to honor their 2023 IST championship. It'll be a single forever banner hung on December 18th, where future dates will be added should the franchise win additional IST titles in the future."
If it's not covering Taylor Swift's banner, I don't want to see it.
Honestly, this is like why the Clippers had to move.
Yeah, the Clippers should have been gone.
Do you think hanging an IST banner is the dorkiest thing in the world or the fucking loserest thing in the world?
I gotta figure out how to make it horny.
It's an accomplishment, sure. I think this is so silly that they're doing this.
You guys still need to have the, when Jamal gets back to LA, you still need to have the IST parade.
Yeah. Hey, should we have an Air Buds IST parade?
Oh my God. We can finally drink that fucking Lakers wine.
Let's do a parade. Let's do a parade from Benner's house to the Grant.
I love it. All right, guys. I'm out for this up.
Love you. Keep the tab open so that your track uploads.
Peace, bros.
Later. Jamel, should we wrap it up? What do you... You're about to do the stand in New York. What do you predict is going to happen? Because this is coming out tomorrow. You going to do
I mean, honestly, I don't think I'm going to do well. I think because I can't believe in myself. Oh. I've watched the Wizards for too long to believe in myself.
That's so sad.
I know. I'm sure it'll go mild. I'm expecting mild salsa.
I'm sure it's going to go great. What are you talking about?
It's just going to be mild salsa. Whatever I say is just going to be like, ha ha.
What are you going to do? You going to pull out the bangers? You going to pull out the hits?
I think I'm going to pull out one of the hits. I think I'm going to do the bed.
DC Sniper. I got to
do the bed frame thing, and then I'm going to do. I'm going to do all that artificial intelligence stuff. Have you heard my thoughts on artificial intelligence?
I don't think I have.
Well, yeah, it's just mostly just that it's a white problem and it's not my problem.
I cannot agree more. I don't know your full argument. I instantly am on board with the premise. I agree with you.
Yeah. White people need to figure that out. Just like Russia and Ukraine, y'all need to figure that out.
I think that'll hit. I think that's gonna be spicy salsa.
All right, sick.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. We're back into regular season action starting tonight as of this record. We'll talk to you guys later this week about the games.
Woo!
Jamel, anything else you wanted to say before we're done?
No, just stream my album if you haven't.
Out the City by Jamel Johnson.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.